Fam Morning Show pre-show brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. I'm Adam Crowley. He's Doran Dickerson. Shelby Cassese in for the entirety of the show today. We're going commercial free, baby, for the next half hour. Good morning, Doran. Good morning, Shelby. How we doing?
Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Good morning. Doing well. How are you guys?
Oh, doing pretty good. Shelby, you had a busy day yesterday, I saw.
Obviously, did have a busy day.
I was with you at 5 a.m. You did the Fan Morning Show with us, and then you went straight from here down to the south side to cover the Steelers.
Yes.
And then, I don't know what you did during the day, but I saw at night you played volleyball.
I did. It was a busy day, and I think I did all right. I felt okay. I felt a little delirious around like 5 o'clock as I was driving home, which is not the best time to feel delirious. I almost had like to take an old person nap at like 2 p.m. after lunch, but I made it.
That's pretty much how we exist.
Yes.
Except I always nap. If I don't nap, cranky guy.
Oh yeah, I need to at this point.
One of my favorite things about working a shift this early typically is to go home and then just crash for about 3 hours or so.
Mm-hmm.
You wake up feeling like you have a low-grade fever and was hit by a bus, but right, it feels
right,
good.
Right.
Feels great. And then, but I didn't get to do that yesterday. Now I'm going to be doing some more work after the show today, so I'm not going to get my three-hour flu-inducing nap.
And then you've got high school football and everything, right?
High school football, yeah. I'll be at Steelers in the early afternoon.
Oh, my God.
And then high school football at night.
No rest for the weary.
I guess. Nope. Just this weekend.
We just mosey on. We're not digging ditches, but even still. I was happy to see. I saw that Instagram post from you yesterday. I just had to laugh. It was 16 hours straight. I was like, dang.
Yeah, dang. And then doing some physical work, too, playing volleyball. It's not like she was just, you know, sitting around.
I had the text half written, do we have enough players? And I was just ready to do it. I was ready to pull the trigger. And I thought, you know what? No, I'll go. It's the highlight of my week to go do this. It's the highlight of my work week. It'll feel good, and I'll go to sleep right after. And I'll take a nice shower and go to sleep.
Every time that I like do the show, and I always said, I was like, this is the perfect shift for me, especially like in the summer and in the fall, because I can go golf.
Yes.
And I can get right to the course at 10:45. And I try to do that like once every other week, but every time I do it, I regret it because I'm so tired. Like once I get to like hole 8.
Do you play 18?
Yeah, I play 18. Yeah.
Can't do that.
So tired.
Can't do that.
And then
play
I start
9.
Stinking, and then I'm like, why did I pay $50 to do this?
Yeah.
And then
you're cranky.
I'm cranky. My buddies are always like, yeah, why are you doing this? You've been up since 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm just like so mad the whole time, and I regret it every time.
There's no transition into this, but we got to get into this. I don't want to oversell and underdeliver here. This might be the greatest Joe Starkey clip of all time.
I'm so excited for this.
There are two of them, in fact. Yesterday, Joe and Ron were on the road. I forget where they were. They were at a high school stadium somewhere. I wish I paid more attention, but I didn't.
Valley,
that's right. And things got a little weird. Not once, but twice. And actually more than that. But we can't spend the entire pre-show playing every last thing that happened during the Cook and Joe show. But we can play this.
I agree with you on the first point, but yeah, a receiver makes all the sense in the world.
Oh, my God. Get me out of here. Get me the hell out of here.
Too many cookies.
So, Starkey had too many cookies, and there's a big hiccup there. And then Cook with the stock laughter that I believe he doesn't laugh anymore. I believe that laugh happened one time. And then you just play it over and over again. But that's not even the best of the two clips here.
Oh.
This is the one we're going to have to spend the majority of the time on.
Okay.
I'm just going to play it.
Because of continuity or something like that?
Experience, but I'm sorry. I'm ready to make it. Bless you.
Sorry, Ron. And
bless
to all
you.
My listeners.
Oh, my God. Look at the... Our partners here freaked out over that. People all over the area are jumping up and down.
It flew out, Ron.
What? Only Ron knew that was a sneeze.
Make.
There's no way in life that that could be his real sneeze. There's no way.
No, there's no way.
Oh, my goodness.
Not to be crass here, who's the frog that sips the tea?
Kermit.
Kermit. It sounds like Miss Piggy on her wedding night with Kermit. That can't be a real sneeze. It can't be. My dad is the loudest sneezer I've ever met. You've made fun of me on the air, Doran.
Yes.
For my sneezes. They're loud.
They're ridiculous. Yes, they are.
But they're not this.
Because of continuity or something like that?
Experience, but I'm sorry. I'm ready to make... Bless you.
Sorry, Ron.
Bless you.
Oh,
my God. Look at the... Our partners here freaked out over that. People all over the area are jumping up and down.
It flew out, Ron.
Ron is unbothered by this, which is...
Right. Proof, he's just used to
proof
it.
Proof of... the time they've had together, of course. We sent Joe and Ron out to a nice high school. They're welcoming. They're excited. And we have like Joe's horse sneeze.
Random noises. What?
I can't get enough of that. How do you make it your whole way through life and you don't do something about that? Can you change your sneeze?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you definitely can. I just think about his daughter.
It flew out, Ron.
His daughter probably laughs every time he does that. Every time.
Either that or she covers her head in a paper bag.
Right.
I adore Joe Starkey.
I love him.
Me too.
He's a great man.
Yes, he is.
A friendly guy, quirky. We've all got our quirks. We're all weird. And we all have at least a little bit of an ego complex because we talk into a microphone for a living. He is on the extreme end of quirkiness, but he is a wonderful guy. He also has to be the most embarrassing father that you could possibly have.
Yes.
And I mean that with all due respect. I embrace it. We hugged in the hallway the other day. It was a touching moment. If I were his lovely daughter, I would want to be dropped off a couple of blocks away from school because God only knows what he's going to do next.
And she thinks she's a freshman or sophomore in high school.
Right.
So she's right at that age where no matter who your parents are, they're embarrassing.
Yes.
Yeah, we're at the place where there's an understanding of daddy now. Like when you're younger, you probably think everyone's like this. Everyone's dad is a little like this. And I guess everyone's dad to an extent is a little bit like this, but
oh my goodness.
It sounds like he's going down the first hill on the Phantom's Revenge or something.
I can't help but picture a horse in its stable sneezing.
Right,
that's
right.
What I'm picturing, a nice stable somewhere,
yeah,
a horse
donkey
eating some apples and just having to sneeze.
I agree with you on the first point, but yeah, a receiver makes all the sense in the world.
Oh my God, get me out of here. Get me the hell out of here.
Isn't there a clip of Ron like laughing exactly the same way though? I thought that was like a clip that was infused within that audio there because it's...
That might be from yesterday. As I just type in laugh.
So, group of Pittsburghers,
oh no, this one's
got
me
together, and we'll talk about.
Oh, this is us.
Thank you, Shelby.
You have to do this.
That's when you were setting up what I'm sure was a very serious story,
yeah,
about some young person overcoming adversity and really setting a great example for all of us. And half a second of dead air. Hey, we're just amateur hour over here. Just amateur hour. I can't find any Ron Cook laughs, though. But there is one. Well, let me see.
I swear.
If somebody looks at a porn site more than once, they get bombarded. My friend told me that. I wouldn't know about that.
Yeah.
My favorite thing. Go
sorry.
Ahead.
Do you remember that song he was singing from that one band? I forget.
Oh, yes.
That might have been the best. That was back in May.
I've got this, baby.
Oh, yeah. I remember this.
You feel that? What a show they're doing from 10 to 2.
This is Disturbed. This is Down with the Sickness.
Sounds like a real catchy beat.
I would literally rather have my teeth pulled out.
A lot to it.
It's going to get loud and screechy right
here. It comes
right
the hook
now. I can just feel it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God, I hate this kind of music. Do you like it, Folsy?
I like this song just for, like, a, you know, a pump-up song.
Oh, wow. Oh, wah, ha, ha, ha. I can scream too. Wah, ha, ha, ha. Wah, ha, ha, ha. I can scream too.
The best part about Ron is he can go 3 months without making a joke or acting outlandish, and then he pulls something like that out.
Right.
That's the art of Ron Cook, is the way he can just pull something like
yes.
that out.
I've also been told via the text line at 412-928-9370, good morning, everybody, that Cook fell out of his chair yesterday.
Oh, my God.
He fell out of his chair. We're gonna need the backstory on that one. I'm going to have to text Matt Cole and see if we might be able to pull that, too. Because if we want to, we can just make fun of Cook and Joe. We'll laugh with them
yes.
right,
all day long if we really want to. Hey. Those guys.
One of the funniest videos when they were filming in the fan lounge and Ron fell over the couch and tipped the couch over.
That was a Ron belly laugh day.
Like, what? Oh, my goodness.
One more
These
time.
Two.
One more time.
I agree with you on the first point, but yeah, a receiver makes all the sense in the world.
Oh, my God. Get me out of here.
My concern is that as we grow older, and Doran, you're in incredible shape. Like, you're not a regular guy. I love you. You're not. But as I specifically get older, are things just going to start coming out of my body? Like noises, like guttural sounds? I'm just going to have no control over it?
I think it's more that you just don't give a bleep.
Oh.
If it does. Like, I think that we give a bleep that it does now, and these things happen. It's just normal human nature. But whenever you get the older I get, as the years go on, I just give a less you know what about everything. And I think you get to a certain age where you just don't give a bleep about anything.
Because there's a cough button, which could serve as a burp button, which could serve as a sneeze button. And he just has no use for it.
On our notes, there's a dump or a sneeze button?
Ah, good point. There might not be.
Oh, that's true.
There might not be. I don't want to give him a pass, though.
If he was here, I don't think he'd use it anyway.
He could hold the sneeze in.
I don't know, man. I don't know. That seems involuntary. Like, that just seems like it's going to explode out of him no matter what. I once got kicked out of class in eighth grade. We had a substitute teacher in, and I was sitting next to my buddy, my best friend, and I sneezed really loud to the point where Mrs. Zikos, God rest her soul, she thought I did it on purpose to disrupt the class, and I did not.
Did you go to Catholic school?
I did, but this was at public school.
That's a very Catholic school move to kick a student out after they've sneezed.
After she beat me with a ruler.
Yes.
Did you really get beat before? With a ruler?
No. Oh. My dad did, though. My dad was a lefty, and they smacked it out of him. Smacked it out of him. Yeah. Ruined what would have been probably a promising left-handed reliever Major League Baseball career. That's not true. But he did have to deal with the nuns.
Sixth best on the sixth grade team?
My dad used to run marathons.
Really?
Yeah, I've achieved absolutely nothing in my life. Nothing. We're not going to take a commercial break here. Instead, what we're going to do is hit a 15-second... my voice cracked. Oh, God. I'm evolving or devolving into Joe Starkey right in front of everybody's right in front of everybody's eyes or ears.
It's like Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Thriller! Billie Jean! Not my love!